Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook, and this is the episode for Tuesday, November 14th, your 10-3. Detroit Pistons will be back in action on Wednesday night in Milwaukee to take on the Bucks for an 8 o'clock Eastern start. I will be there on the road checking out the team. The road trip will continue on Friday night for a 7 o'clock start against the Indiana Pacers, and then we'll conclude on Sunday night for a game against the Minnesota Timberwolves at 7 o'clock. The Pistons will be home for Cleveland for the second part of a back-to-back on Monday night at Little Caesars Arena before taking on the road once again after the holidays. Black Friday, they'll be in Oklahoma City to take on the new-look Thunder. And then the following Monday, they'll be in Boston to take on the Titans of the Eastern Conference right now, the Celtics. But we've got an exciting show for you for Tuesday, November 14th. We've got Michael Snyder of the Detroit Bad Boys blog, the SB Nation site that's been covering the team on a daily basis for years. Michael does the closeout article, which comes out on Mondays and came out as I taped this on Monday afternoon. And it's a bit of a film breakdown, so quick video clips of things you need to know about the Pistons, things he likes, things he doesn't like, and some highlight anomalies as well. But the Pistons had some big news also on Monday as Tobias Harris picked up his first Eastern Conference Player of the Week award. The 25-year-old averaged 21.3 points and 7.7 rebounds for the team as they picked up three victories at home to close out a 5-0 homestand. He shot 49% from the field and 64% from three-point land. He's now shooting over 50% on threes for the season. So what a great start for Tobias Harris. The Pistons are getting all the notice that you would expect after a 10-3 start. They're in the top five and top tens of all the power rankings across the internet. So if you're a Pistons fan, there is no shortage of content to help you out navigate through this exciting start to the season. And we're hoping to add to that here on Locked On Pistons as we continue throughout the year. But some more content that you should be checking out is the Draft Wednesday that we've got coming up this week on the Draft app that you can find through the Apple Store or wherever else you get apps on your phone. And it's also can be found on draft.com as well. When you sign up, make sure to use promo code LOPISTONS, all capital letters there. That'll get you $3 added to whatever you load onto your account. And that $3 is enough to get you into the Locked On Pistons weekly contest that I set up on every Wednesday. We've had a great turnout of players so far this season. People have won some money and loaded up their accounts and played some football over the weekend as well. It's a daily fantasy site, and we'll set up a draft on Wednesday before the games start. And this week, of course, you can pick up Pistons and Bucks as they will be playing on Wednesday night. So you can pre-rank players and auto-draft as well. You don't have to be in the app for the actual draft time. And all you do is pick a starting five, and it's pretty simple. It's a snake draft, and you know it's just like fantasy where you get points for different stats, and really easy to follow. Gives you your projected numbers throughout the night. You'll know how you're doing throughout the night as well. There's usually prizes for first place and second place, so you can get that account built up and get things going for your daily fantasy. And of course, no shortage of places to find all the information that you need to know to have your daily fantasy sites or your daily fantasy skills on point. But like I said, we've got Michael Snyder joining us here today, and we're talking Pistons after a great 10-3 start, a 5-0 homestand. Stan Van Gundy's team is rolling right now, so they are becoming a little bit fashionable to talk about in Detroit, which is a new thing for the team in this era. So enjoy it while it lasts, folks.
Yes, sir!
All right, and we are now being joined by Michael Snyder of the Detroit Bad Boys blog, an SB Nation site that covers the team every day. Michael writes a weekly roundup of video clips called The Closeout, where he gets out into the big, the good, the bad, and the ugly about the Pistons' prior week. Michael, thanks for joining us on Locked On Pistons.
Oh, I really appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for having me, Matt.
So let's get right into it. First, about you. We talked a little bit off air before the conversation here, and it sounds like your high school basketball experience was a lot like mine. We kind of watched from the bench quite a bit as varsity players in high school. So first of all, talk about your work for the site and what kind of things you hope to accomplish in terms of giving fans the video breakdowns for the Detroit Bad Boys blog.
Yeah, so like you said, I'm part of Detroit Bad Boys. It's a community of Piston, I guess you can call them Piston nerds, Piston dorks, however you want to phrase it. But it's basically a place where we can kind of go back and forth, overanalyze stuff. What I'm doing right now is kind of focusing more on the video side of things, you know, how they're doing it, what they're doing, what works, what doesn't. Things of that nature. So far, it's gotten pretty good response. So hopefully the plan is to keep it up throughout the season. And as far as the Pistons are concerned, you know, when they're winning, it makes it a lot more enjoyable to do and talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the Pistons and the start they've had so far. They're 10-3. They're starting to get into the lexicon of Detroit sports fans. I know it's still Lions season and they're relevant right now, but it sounds like people are getting a little bit more into it. Maybe the attendance numbers aren't quite where they want to be if you're Tom Gores. But so talking about offensively, 2 years ago, they had so much success with the pick and roll, Reggie Jackson and Andre Drummond getting after it. And then we saw with Reggie's injuries and the when he came back and was playing, he still wasn't quite healthier himself last year. It seems like Stan Van Gundy's gotten a little bit away from that pick and roll, going to more motion-based offenses, trying to get guys, you know, in positions to score that aren't so reliant on that pick and roll bread and butter. Is that kind of what you're seeing for the main changes with the Pistons offensively right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest difference between this positive 10-3 start and all of last year so far, like you said, they're kind of drifting away from the nonstop high pick and roll. A lot of success so far this year is really dependent on that hot shooting, especially obviously from Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, Langston Galloway. To be able to space the floor like that, it's a huge upside. So when they do run the pick and roll, which it's not something that they've gone completely away from. When they do run the pick and roll, Reggie Jackson is he's having a large amount of success as far as finding those open players, and those open players are now connecting. Last year, I think with KCP and Tobias Harris not shooting as well, the difference is basically making shots. So they look a whole lot better and a whole lot different when they're making shots. It's night and day, really.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Tobias Harris stepping up and becoming one of the league's best three-point shooters so far this season, and then the offseason acquisitions, Langston Galloway, Anthony Tolliver, Avery Bradley, all these guys,
yep.
And Luke Kennard also add a better shooting to the team. So it all kind of blends together. So yeah, it's a nice mix that they've got so far. Your articles, the closeout, it's a nice little breakdown of quick little film clips that you can watch with explanations as to what's going on. Fans should check it out, first of all, there. But one of the clips that you had in Monday's a post that you had was Andre Drummond with some careless turnovers there. And of course, the positives have far outweighed the negatives for all the Pistons so far this season. Maybe
sure.
John Luehr accepted there. But Drummond's one of them who's certainly in that category. But he's had a couple of those careless turnovers that you detailed there. With all the talk about, you know, the changes and maybe a little bit less pick and roll and then bringing him away from the basket. You're not posting him up to go back to the basket anymore or anything like that. And you're running some action, rub screens and other kind of action off of him. What do you think that Stan Van Gundy should do to utilize him offensively? Because he seems like he has a little bit of court vision, but there is the carelessness sometimes. In a perfect world, what do you do with Andre Drummond offensively?
Well, I think what Stan's done so far has been great. He's taken, like you said, away from the basket, which opens up, you know, the entire paint. So he's not there. He's not posting up. He's not clogging the lane. People can drive. People can cut to the basket. Something that was basically non-existent last year was actually cutting to the basket, making yourself available, becoming available. So that's a huge plus. As far as Andre's turnovers, it's a new role for him, so obviously there's going to be mistakes. He's going to turn the ball over, but what I think is happening so far, at least from what I've seen and what I've tried to highlight on Bad Boys, is the carelessness, the, you know, trying to thread the needle with a lot of passes. What I would rather see him do is just, for at least now, you know, focus on the easy stuff. Focus on the stuff that's going to work, and kind of work your way up to being, you know, the Marc Gasol type, the point center, if you will. But it's, you know, self-admittedly, I'm a huge, what's the word I'm looking for? I pick Andre. It's because I expect a lot out of him. I mean, the talent is there. If used properly, I mean, he's nowhere near his ceiling, I think. But I as far as the passing is concerned, I don't want to seem like, you know, I'm negative about it. It's a good thing that he's doing this. It's a good thing Stan trusts him to do this. It's just that for right now, you know, kind of focus on what works. You know, save the Magic Johnson stuff, you know, the no look, like I said, the threading the needle. You know, keep that in the back pocket for now. Once he gets that down, that opens up so much more for the Pistons offense.
And we are now continuing with our interview with Michael Snyder, who writes for the Detroit Bad Boys blog, the SB Nation site that covers the team. Michael is the author of The Closeout feature, which runs on Monday afternoons and is a video breakdown of all the Detroit Pistons action from the previous week and also things to watch as the season goes forward.
And I know a lot of your articles and a lot of the talk around the Pistons has really dealt with offense, because they were a below average offensive team who's now turned into, so far this season, a very good offensive team. So that's the biggest strides that have been made, whereas before they were maybe an already above average defensive team that's kind of maintained that level so far. But with the addition of Avery Bradley, with the strides that people have talked about that Stanley Johnson has made while he was still healthy, not at the current moment, obviously, but what do you see defensively from the Pistons as things that have been better, positives, and where are some areas that maybe they can grow as the season goes on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest difference between this year and last year is the maturity on defense. And by that, I mean the recognition. So things are happening in front of them. They react in time. And in doing so, it's positive for the Pistons. I think last year and a couple of years before that, they're very slow to recognize what's going on. So they're going to be late on rotations, you know, which causes an effect, a domino effect. One person's late, then, you know, the next guy's late, which then leads to an open shot. And as far as this year is concerned, I think guys like Stanley Johnson, I think Andre Drummond, they're recognizing what's going on and in turn are being able to react quicklier and more positive. As far as Avery Bradley is concerned, obviously if you watched him, you know, if you've watched this so far, he was as sold as far as on-ball defense. He's really incredible. There's probably maybe two or three elite on-ball defenders in the entire league right now, and he's arguably one of them. It's really incredible.
Yeah, he's been really good. Like you mentioned, I want to build upon your point about the guys, the continuity defensively, and also the maturity and recognition defensively. I think part of the thing that people might not be talking about with the Pistons, we all talk about the additions, the changes on offense, but you're talking about players that are entering the primes of their career. They're becoming, you know, they're not young players anymore. We were surprised about the run they made to the playoffs 2 years ago when we looked at how young everyone, they were 26 years old and below on all those guys. And,
right.
And Drummond's still 24. So they're still young guys, but they're kind of entering that beginning of their primes of their careers now. And the continuity that core has kind of built with each other, I think that shows up in terms of maybe defense, where you're noticing, okay, here's what Andre does, here's what Tobias does. And
yep.
It's kind of becoming that half second that's the difference between, you know, making a stop and allowing a basket, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It's with anything, really. Trust is a huge deal as far as basketball is concerned. So it's not something that's that you just, you know, show up on the first day and you have that trust. It's something that's built. I think any coach, any basketball player can tell you that. And it's right now for the Pistons, it's starting to pay off, which is a good thing. I think one of the biggest, I guess, obstacles that they still have to, you know, overcome is the constant communication. One of the pick and roll defense is something I've been harping on for at least 2 years now. A lot of that does start with the big guy, Andre Drummond. Typically with most basketball teams, at least professionally, it's the big guy who's barking out orders. And everybody from there kind of follows suit. So I think if Andre Drummond can continue to, mature on the defensive side, be more vocal, continue to stay vocal, be loud throughout the entire defensive possession, it's a good thing. But again, it takes time. It's not something that happens overnight. I think the continuity between Reggie, between Dre and Stanley, Tobias has been here for a while now, and Avery, you don't have to, tell him to show up. It's starting to pay off, and they're becoming fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And the wins are piling up so far this year. I want to thank you for coming on, Michael. This has been great talk. And like I said, every Monday so far this season and throughout the year, we can expect to see the closeout video clips, which I check out every week on the Detroit Bad Boys blog, the SB Nation site. Where else can folks find your work? And if you want to give a plug for the site and the coverage for what you guys are planning the rest of the year, please feel free to go ahead.
Yeah, well, thanks again for the opportunity to chat about Pistons. It's kind of refreshing that you don't have to pull teeth to get people to talk about the Pistons anymore, so that's definitely a good thing. If you're a Pistons fan looking for more information, more, analysis, definitely check out Detroit Bad Boys. It's a fun site. It's a positive community. Most people there are regulars as far as, the comments are concerned. Pretty much everybody knows everybody, where they're coming from, who their favorites are, what they like, what they don't like. So it's definitely a positive. It's a lot of fun, especially if, like I said, if you're a Pistons nerd like myself, definitely check it out.
Well, thanks, Michael. Again, I appreciate your time, and we'll be reading you throughout the season.
Awesome. Thanks again, Matt.
And thanks again to Michael Snyder of the Detroit Bad Boys blog for joining us and talking about the closeout and some of the film breakdowns that he's been doing so far this year. That'll just about do it for our podcast. But if you want to stick around and indulge me for a minute and listen to a grown man complain about his recreational tennis loss, I am just upset with myself tonight. I had a third set tiebreaker loss. This is my third set tiebreaker loss of this season, and I am just pissed with myself right now. Just got to get over this mental hurdle. I'm not as good as some of these guys. They're a little bit older. They're a little bit craftier. And I'm so tired at the end of the matches because I'm so fat and so stupid. So I'm just really upset with myself. So do me a favor and brighten my day up a little bit and join us on the Draft app. Join us for Draft Wednesday. And tell your friends about the podcast as well. Follow me on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, and another underscore after that. We'll get through this mental hurdle on the tennis court together at 12:30 in the morning here on Tuesday morning after another tough loss. And maybe by next session at the end of the new year, we'll be a little bit better on the court and you guys can help me out mentally there as well. So thanks for listening to a grown man complain about his recreational tennis loss once again tonight. But have a good week, everyone. And we'll talk later in the week about the road trip that the Pistons have ahead.